Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Right, let's catch up with John Dernan, who felt it was only necessary to get us far north to the Nordic ice caps as he could. He's based in Norway this morning. Morning to you, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Are they celebrating in Norway?
Oh, it was like, they were all Icelandics up here last night. It was crazy.
I mean, the whole situation it is farcical. I've had a little bit of a Hodgson rant. I'll have one more later on this morning. But I actually, you know who I blame for all this? The FA. That at the very end of the day, who in the FA thought that Roy Hodgson was the right man to lead the national side? And I know when Roy left last night and resigned, he said, "I'm very proud of the work I've done." I'm not sure what work this is that he's very proud of, because, you know, as someone, I'm not a mad England fan, but I like to get involved when the tournaments happen. I know nothing about our national side that I think currently or lately I can feel proud of. Am I wrong there?
I totally agree with you. I mean, you look at the qualifying group. We had 10 teams who were mediocre at best. And if they didn't qualify for the European Championships, they'd have been a big, big question anyway. But he was very lucky in the fact who we had to play. And then when we did go get in the tournament, and the 20-odd players he did choose, for the life of me, I've said to you, I know it's easy for me to say afterwards, but I've harped on about it all along. Sterling should never have been in the side, didn't deserve it the way he played this season. Jordan Henderson should never have even played and even gone for me. I know he's a Liverpool player, but he hardly played any football leading up to the tournament. There was a couple of more I could say, but the wrong people were in the squad. He played some of the wrong people in the side, and he just knew people there who went in the squad were never ever going to get a chance. And for me, it's ridiculous to have that scenario.
There's some very crucial things missing, isn't there? Team spirit is one of them. You only have to watch Wales. Watch what Italy did yesterday at the end of the game, and, you know, they all held hands and Buffon swung on the, you know, the goalposts, and there was a real sort of team unity between the players and the fans, and you can see that in some of the, and that's one of the biggest things that's missing to me. That looks like individuals in that England team.
Well, it is individuals. I mean, and again, we were talking last night, and we were just looking at the body language. Hey, Iceland wanted more than us. They outfought us. They just knew they were going to win. As soon as they equalised, you could tell at half-time, England were never going to get back into it, because they just wanted it more. They wanted it as a team. You could tell they were fighting for each other. No, they were scared stiff, them England players last night. They weren't playing the true ability because they were hesitant. The anxiety was on the ball. They weren't picking the right pass. It wasn't fluent. They were having too many touches, and they just knew it was curtains for them last night.
I mean, it just goes to show you can have the richest league in the world, but it actually means nothing, does it, at the end of the day when you try and build a national team out of that league. And maybe the bigger point out of all that is the Premier League has succumbed to the international footballers too much, that actually we're all a little bit deluded by it all.
Well, that's what I've said. I mean, I had this discussion the other night. We might have the best league. It might be the harp on about being the best entertainment league in the world. But you look at the players who are entertaining us, it's not the England players doing too far from it. It's all the ones who are foreign, who are getting the highlights most of the time. Okay, you get the odd one Englishman coming through, a British player being exceptional, but you can count on your hand who's going to be outstanding every week. Do you know what the shining light was last night? The young boy Rashford getting thrown on the last resort. And do you know what? He probably done more in them 5-10 minutes he come on than anyone in that whole side did last night.
And you sort of think, why wasn't he on for half an hour when it really would have made a difference?
Well, again, it was like Roy Hodgson. It was down to the manager. His tactics were wrong. His side was wrong. The formation was wrong. His personnel was wrong. And he lived by the sword and died by the sword. And I think we all knew he was going anyway after the tournament.
I mean, there's a really good point to be raised about formation and how England play. I mean, one of the key things that stood out to me just personally, having watched so much at Liverpool, is why on earth would you play Daniel Sturridge right-hand side of an attack? It's not his favoured role. He looks like he gets dragged out of position far too much. You don't get the best out of what is a clinical striker. It was almost like he just tried to shoehorn him into the side, but actually into a position which doesn't work for him.
No, but you should be proud you've been picked to get in the side. And then when you are in the side, you put the work rate in. You put the work rate in to make things happen. And unfortunately, whether it's your right position, wherever you're playing for England, you go and play for England, you give 110% like them Iceland players did last night. None of the England players did last night for me. And even Daniel Sturridge, I thought he was a disgrace. I thought his body language, which he's soaking, he should be proud he's playing for his country. But at least, come on, at least give 110%. That guy didn't do anything last night. I watched the game again this morning, and he was abysmal along with the other players.
In England, we have this problem, don't we, where we're sort of... all of a sudden, we get dragged into this idea, and generally because the press do it with us as well, they sort of tempt us with this idea that England can be great again, and that here we are at a major tournament, and everything can be forgotten, and we'll play out of our skins. And for a moment or two, we all forget the reality, don't we? But it's all too obvious with England. I mean, this is generally no surprise when we wake up to a morning like today and we've witnessed what we've seen. It really isn't a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise at all. It's just mirrored every tournament we've been in for the last 20-odd years where, you know, you look at it and the expectation, like you said, we're always fourth, fifth favourites. I don't know how we're always fourth, fifth favourites in a tournament like that. That's disrespectful to the other teams in the tournament because you just know England will get what quarter-finals, obviously semi-finals we've had in the past at best, but it's by scraping in and not playing really good football or just entertaining us. And it was boring. It was just the same old England performance in a tournament.
But what do you think about now, looking at the setup and what can be done? I mentioned before about how I felt it was the FA at heart that have got the problem here. Even in their terms of how they determine who the next manager is, I mean, who on earth thought that Roy Hodgson was the right choice for the national side in the first place? Always bemused me, but obviously that's been borne out now. Obviously, if he'd gone on to win the tournament, I'd been made to eat my words. But I think me, like many others, always thought, what are the FA seeing that everyone else in the country isn't seeing?
I don't know. I mean, the FA's, I think for me, has been a big problem. The fact is, the people who run it, I don't actually know who the top men are now, but you've got the likes of Trevor Brooking, who's been there for years, and the same old names keep cropping up. It needs a big overhaul. I think it needs a whole new structure. I don't know what the answer is. Obviously, that's down to them to sort it out. But for one thing, it needs sorting out, Steve, because it's obviously not working. The FA, obviously, they do a lot right down to grassroots football. But the FA, when it's concerned, when it's called the national team is concerned, is that they're falling short woefully.
Where do you go next? They're saying this morning that Gareth Southgate is the favourite amongst many people to take that job because he has basically taken on the reins of the under-21s and done a reasonable job. That doesn't sound like a reason to give him the national job, does it?
No. You look at what he's done before, he's had success. He's been at the FA since he's stopped playing football, I think. It needs a whole new overhaul and a new clientele right through, I think. As far as who's going to be the England manager, you just get the best person that's available and paid in the money they want. And who that is at the moment and who's free, it's a big, big dilemma. But for please, Gareth Southgate, no, he doesn't float my boat. He really doesn't.
Who would you choose?
This is the thing, Steve. I don't know who's on the radar at the moment, who would be available. You know, do we go down the foreign route again? Who's about at the moment? There's no one. So then you go back, hang on. Do we go to Gareth Southgate and try and get him to get the success in the national side that we all crave for? I don't know. People are paid to find the right person and do the right job. And if you don't do that, they're failed. And so that's why they're in them jobs, to pick him. As me, as a punter watching inside, I couldn't tell you at the moment because I'm not disillusioned at the moment. I couldn't care. Mickey Mouse could be manager at the moment because I'm not that bothered.
There's some comments from some of the writers this morning in the game, one of the pullouts in the papers. Matt Dickinson writes, I'd like Pochettino, Wenger, Koeman, Guardiola or Bilic, but why on earth would they want us? And I think that probably sums up succinctly where England are at.
Yeah, it's a poison chalice, isn't it, the job? Because the only thing against I feel for the manager, and it's only a little bit, is when you do have that job, they'll always get pilloried. They're always waiting for them to fail, and then the pressure on them like hounds, and that's wrong in my book. You know, it's almost you want them to fail rather than do good. So I feel sorry for it in that way, but you're getting paid really good money here for a really good, hard job, a really hard job, but you'd be absolutely delighted to have. And if you want to test yourself in management, it's the ultimate prize. So for the next person to get it, like you said, who would want it? Yes, them names ring great, but I don't think we're ever going to get any of them names that you just mentioned.
Quick thought on Liverpool signing Sadio Mane. That deal's expected to be concluded midday today, so it's a fee that could rise to £34 million. Is he what Liverpool need, Derns?
Yep, I would say he's a probably better version of a Daniel Sturridge in the fact that his work rate's much better, much, much better. I think he's livelier, and he has got a knife of gold. He's not afraid to do the odd trick, and he's pure power for what I've seen of him. He looks a decent prospect. Whether the move to Liverpool will benefit him, and as far as is it a big club, can he perform? I hope so, because for what I've seen of him for Southampton, he's produced really well on the pitch.
And what's happening in Norway today, Derns? What are you up to?
We're coaching again today. We started coaching Sunday and Monday yesterday. We're right up in Hammerfest, which is right up in the north, and it was, believe it or not, 21 degrees yesterday.
Oh. Lovely job.
And this morning it's 11 degrees.
The iceman cometh.
I went for a run before and I was running through the clouds. It was unbelievable. It was that high up. Yesterday is completely different. So we've gone from 21 to 11 degrees this morning. Crazy.
You can wash England away and go running in the beauty of Norway. Derns, thank you very much. Be safe. See you soon.
Take.
John Dernan there.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.